Seven's Gotta Love Being a Kid from their holiday, Love the Holidays, that's the name of the album. Uncle Rock going way back with Too Many Presents. Fountains of Wayne did I Want an Alien for Christmas, and who doesn't want an alien for Christmas? Most people do.
Normal Desire.
Candy Band wants a big fat cookie for Christmas, also
classic.
Normal Desire.
Yeah.
And started off with Jingle Punks, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And we're starting into the winter holiday season here, obviously lots of holiday songs there. Liam, and then I'm going to ask you too, Caitlin, a holiday tradition you like?
I enjoy making Christmas foods with family.
Great.
And although it hasn't been a tradition I've done recently, but I'm excited to do some sledding this winter.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it'll be this
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Caitlin?
I don't know. The first thought I had was picking out a Christmas tree.
Great.
But now we have a fake Christmas tree.
Well,
so
you
we
can
don't
still
have to do that
you
now.
Can still like the tradition.
And yeah. That one. Same one from every year.
Yeah, exactly. I really like going and getting a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's good times. Coming up after the break, we're going to hear Parker Woodland live in Studio 1A, and that will be great. It's super fun. You should stick around.
Hello, huge.
Joni Lee.
Fills my heart with amazement. I can't contain it.
Favorite time of the year.
Those memories are playing. Cutting up cardboard. Use it to make a sleigh with.
Climb up the tallest hill.
Slid down like it's NASCAR.
Laugh and then repeat.
All day till the sun's gone.
Walking back to the house.
Boots off at the door. Tomorrow's a snow day. Wake up and do it some more.
Later on, we'll conspire. As we dream by the fire. Face unafraid the plans that
Elizabeth McQueen, and I am here as a special guest host for Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. I'm with Parker Woodland. They're an Austin band that just released their debut record, There's No Such Thing as Time. They've played for KUTX audiences at Rock the Park and at our South by Southwest show at Auditorium Shores and at our Breakfast Boogie show, but this is the first time that they've ever played Studio 1A, so I'm here with our concert club members. They make everything we do here possible, and I'm so excited to be here with y'all, Parker Woodland. So I have some questions for you, but let's get to the music first.
Maybe now it's all
This one's called The World's on Fire, and We Still Fall in Love. They tell you it's your fault if you trust. There's one thing I know, it's this: opposites do coexist, and the last thing you'll ever kill is love. World's on fire, we still fall in love. World's on fire, we still fall in love. World's on fire, we're not giving up. No, no, I could let you go. Say it's not worth it, oh, I could give up before we know. What's the use in having hope? Then even though everything's wrong and it shows, I still look at you and I know one thing could be perfect. Wanting to believe in life, think I could take a risk this time. Woo! Hard time to look for hope when the truth can feel like a joke or worse. They tell you it's your fault if you try. Thank you. Parker Woodland loves you.
Parker Woodland in Studio 1A, y'all. Oh, that was so good. Now, can you guys introduce yourselves to the audience for people who maybe don't know you?
Sure. I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Carrie.
Yay.
Hi. Three people make all that noise. Just three.
So now we're in Studio 1A, and a lot of people here do know Parker Woodland. But for people who don't know Parker Woodland, can you tell people a little bit about the project and how it got started?
Yeah. So Carrie and I have been the rhythm section in a queer and trans rock band called Butch County for 11 years together. And we love that band. And I had been wanting to write my own songs too. And about 5 years ago, a group of neighbors, Parker Lane, Woodland Avenue, just decided to get together on a Tuesday night and jam. And just something absolutely magical happened from that. So Parker Woodland grew from that. And Andrew and I started working together in the pandemic, and it's been the greatest gift to come out of that really hard time is this.
That's amazing. And you guys have been releasing singles for a while, but you released your first debut record, There's No Such Thing as Time, in September, and you have been very, very busy. So how's that release time been for you guys?
Yeah, I'm not just out of breath from singing. It's just like everything, but it's been amazing. After we did South by Southwest, KUTX, Rock the Shores, earlier this year we hooked up with Flack Records. It's a local label. We put out our record. Oh my gosh, we've just been playing all the time, meeting amazing people like you out here in the studio audience. And We have a new single coming out that we're celebrating in December. That's our holiday single. And then we're playing a residency at Hotel Vegas in January. So I don't really see it slowing down, Elizabeth. help. But in a good way.
It's been great. People want to see Parker Woodland, they will be able to see Parker Woodland.
Yes, we're out there, baby.
And if people want to learn more about you, where can they find you on the internet?
Yeah, we're all the places. But the easiest like one-stop shop is ParkerWoodland.com. But yeah, follow us on all the things.
And you said you have a new holiday song? Like, what were you planning on writing a holiday song? Where did this come from?
We were not. I believe in working as the spirit moves, and these two humor me. We got asked to play a holiday song for Good Day Austin on TV, and we were like, oh, we don't have one. And then Andrew just started writing one. And I mean, 9 days later, we were in the studio. Like, it was awesome. So we're so excited, and it is brand new.
And it's available everywhere right now, right?
Yes. It just came out.
Excellent. So can we hear the song?
Yes, you can.
Yay.
It's called Holidays in Austin, and it's a Parker Woodland original. I'm a native Austinite, so the love is real. Chill in the air. There's a smile on your face. Let's make a fire at home. I don't know a better place. So we're spending our holidays in Austin. Meet me at Magnolia Cafe. You can have hot cocoa. Armadillo, mistletoe at the Driscoll, strolling through the trailer lights, the silky tree at night. Boston, let's do the holidays in Austin this year.
I have to say, I feel very honored. We, as a part of KUT and KTX, Caroline at the Capitol, that's us. So thank you including us in your song.
Thank you for being you.
Yes, and one more time, a big round of applause for Parker Woodland, you guys.
We love you so much.
Parker Woodland in Studio 1A. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one.
The sun's barely rising, the eastern horizon is starting. Somehow. eventually petals of normalcy settle again. Oh, look at us now, normal somehow, was inches from heaven, I guess. 'Cause I defined the future when she carves the dogs and pulls the strings. And so you now, bright eyes somehow, sway into a song in your head.
New version of the single This from OK Go with a big old symphony behind it. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
I agree. I really enjoy the way they did the percussion in that.
Like timpanis and stuff.
Yeah, and I think it was a castanet or something. Yeah.
That was cool, too. Saw them a few months ago now, I guess, and on an interview recently asking them about the quantity of confetti that they use in a typical show. 75 pounds.
That's a big bag of confetti.
A tremendous amount of confetti. They Might Be Giants used to do a lot of confetti at their kids' shows. I bet it was nothing close to 75 pounds.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, it's quite aggressive. Thanks again to Parker Woodland and Elizabeth McQueen for hosting their visit to Studio 1A at KUTX and to Jake for doing the mixing. Video from that should be up at KUTX.org now. And we started off with Joni Leeds and Fuchs doing their version of Winter Wonderland because we're in the winter holiday season. And we're going to do more winter holiday stuff over the next few weeks. But that's the end of the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks for hanging out. Liam and Caitlin, it's been great to have you here.
Yeah.
And we'll try and get you back again during the holidays. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Spare the Rock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. But kids, don't go online without being around a trusted adult. Or just don't go online. You could go outside.
That's all right, too.
You could go sledding.
Yeah. You could go sledding. Soon, hopefully.
Yes. Depending on where you're listening, you might be able to go sledding, or at least you can go outside and look at the grass. It's all good. We start an interview with They Might Be Giants this week. It's with Nonagon. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Everybody at the party is a many-sided polygon. When a guest arrives, they will count how many sides it has on. Standing by the window over there, there is a shape with four sides, so it's a square. And the one who has nine is looking fine, and its name is Nonagon. Everybody turns just in time to see the pentagon arrive. Counting up the sides, it is clear the pentagon has five. Chatting in the kitchen we see, there's a triangle whose side's number three. And it's talking to the shape that has nine, who is known as Nonagon. Nonagon.
and the guest who has shown up late. Its name is Octagon and its sides add up to 8. Turning the music on is a six-sided hexagon, and they all get in a line and do a dance called the Nonagon. The Nonagon. The Nonagon.
Spare the rock, yeah. Spare the rock, yeah. Spare the rock, yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.